BBC has found itself in the middle of a political storm after the comedian Joe Brand made a controversial joke on a BBC comedy show. This is now the front page of The Sun. Joe's acid tongue is the headline. Speaking after Nigel Farage and a number of far-right European election candidates were covered in milkshakes during the EU election campaign, Joe Brand said, "Why bother with a milkshake when you could get some battery acid?" Let's listen to the clip from BBC Radio 4's Heresy programme. It's presented by Victoria Corn-Mitchell.
Would you not say, Joe, we are absolutely united in feeling we are living through a terrible time from a parliamentary point of view?
Well, yes, I would say that, but I think that's because certain unpleasant characters are being thrown to the fore and they're very, very easy to hate. And I'm kind of thinking, why bother with a milkshake when you could get some battery acid? That's just me, and it's all right. I'm not going to do it. It's purely a fantasy. But I think milkshakes are pathetic. I honestly do. Sorry.
Well, Nigel Farage has called on the police to act. The BBC has defended the joke, saying that the jokes made in the programme are, quote, deliberately provocative, as the title Heresy implies. So what do you think? Is this a joke too far? Or are those complaining being snowflakes? With me this morning, Herman Kelly, Director of Communications, the EFDD group, in the European Parliament. Morning, Herman.
Hello, Stephen. How are you
keeping? And the commentator and Labour Party member, Phil Kelly. Good morning to you, Phil.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think, Phil?
Well, to me, it feels in its premise as a joke. It's not funny to me personally, not something I would say. But the clue, as you said, is in the name of the title of the show. It's a show called Heresy. I don't think her comments in any way constitute a call to arms to radicalise Radio 4 listeners into some extreme action. Joe Brand, importantly, is a comedian on a comedy show making a very outrageous, very provocative remark. That's the difference. Now, if we want to treat this literally and say, as Farage is, that this is inciting violence, then we must see Farage face the full rigour of the law, because at a political meeting on a stage, he said that if Brexit was overturned, he would don khaki and pick up a rifle. And you'll remember he also said that the Brexit referendum was won without a shot being fired, a matter of days after Joe Cox was stabbed and shot to death on the streets of England. So it's important, you know, yes, I find what she said repulsive. I don't find it funny at all. But often the far right defend their most extreme comments through the medium of free speech. And Nigel Farage, in his own autobiography, Fighting the Bull, as it's called, said freedom of speech is an absolute or it is nothing. So it's interesting that he's flipped this now and seems quite offended and worried by these comments. So I think it tells us more about Farage, the individual, than anything else.
Herman?
Well, there's two aspects. One is that, actually, about milkshakes and acid attacks, which are very prevalent in London. Queen's University did a chemical analysis of the milkshakes, the remainder milkshakes that were used, and they found out they were made up of two ingredients, which was bitter grapes, bitter lemon, and sour grapes. Now, that's a joke. Now, when's the last time that Joe Brand really made anybody laugh? She reminds me a bit of that Bob Monkhouse joke. He used to say, when I was a kid, I would tell my parents I wanted to be a comedian, and they laughed, but they're not laughing now. A bit like Joe Brand. No, when's the last time she made you laugh?
Now, well, that's not the point, is it? If you listen to that programme, people in the audience laughed. But in the environment when politicians over recent years, some of them have been violently attacked. My goodness, there was a Labour politician who, Jo Cox, who lost her life.
Yes, some nodder, yeah.
Is this material that should be joked about? You know, battery acid on a politician.
In the context of widespread acid attacks in London, I don't think it's funny. And the whole thing that freedom of speech is very important. People should be able to say, give their opinion on whatever they like. But I think we've got to draw the line at incitement to violence. And in the context of widespread acid attacks in London, this is not funny. And the loony left, they've got so weak arguments, they use street intimidation to prevent people campaigning and speaking on the streets. And her saying this about acid attacks just ain't funny, ain't appropriate, and it's probably criminal behaviour.
Well, that's for a court. That is for a court to determine, isn't it? And not for you to determine.
It's not for me to determine.
Yes,
Stephen. The whole thing about it's not funny and it's inappropriate because political intimidation is an important matter which undermines democracy itself. And I think
the right to use material as comedy and obvious gratuitous vulgar abuse, where it is obvious that nobody is going to take the literal meaning out of it.
Yeah,
the literal meaning out of it is also
fine.
A freedom in this society.
Yeah, she can go and say, "I hate Nigel Farage. I hate his politics. Whatever she likes." But I think you have to draw the line at incitement to violence. And that's sailing very close to incitement to violence.
Stephen, if Herman's making that point, then he must follow its logical conclusion and say that Nigel Farage at a political meeting was basically talking about political terrorism. He said, in his own words, he would don khaki, pick up a rifle and head to the front lines.
Yeah, but there's a difference, Phil, because when you say something outrageous, something that is never going to happen, that can be seen as a joke.
Well,
to give an example of something which is widespread in London, she makes a comment in London about acid attacks.
Let's let Phil finish. We have seen extremist right-wing terrorism in the streets of the UK. I've mentioned one MP, Joe Cox, that was murdered. A number of MPs, including Jeremy Corbyn, have been the subject of plots to murder them. Now, also, if you want to go down this literalist route, we may as well take books by Jonathan Swift off the shelves, because he said in A Modest Proposal that we should eat poor children. And that was a satire. So, you know, it's important. I'm not defending the comedy merits of what Joe Brand said, but it's clear when it's a comedian on a comedian programme, on a satirical programme called Heresy, that you don't add it to the same weight as the when you have a politician stand in front of a poster which was mirrored on a Nazi poster saying breaking point, when you have people like Carl Benjamin making jokes about rape and saying any subject can be the subject of a joke is his defence.
Okay, let's see what we think at home this morning. Here's Derek and Bangor, first call of the day. Morning, Derek.
Hello, Steve. It's just, I'm simply feeling that Phil Kelly's response is too much concentrated on Nigel Farage's reaction, which, and I quite agree with a lot of it, but I think you should be concentrating simply on the fact that Joe Brand made a remark that is quite outrageous, and as Phil Kelly says, he finds it repulsive, but hasn't said that it should be withdrawn immediately. I mean, it's scandalous to come out with that. Absolutely.
And is it a joke that you don't like, Derek, or do you think anybody could possibly take it seriously?
Like Phil Kelly, I don't find it funny.
Because you don't find a joke funny doesn't mean the joke should be banned, obviously.
But because she makes a joke doesn't mean necessarily that it is a joke. She is making a comment about she used battery acid, and we know all too well the commonality of acid attacks in London, as your other speaker has said. And I think,
And the fact that the BBC's defended
Farage
this?
Farage is quite wrong, but Farage is right. Phil Kelly's well left, and therein possibly lies the reason he's concentrating on Farage's reaction.
And Edward...
Another problem as well, Stephen, is about the predominance of left-wing comedians on the BBC. Why are there more? No, but seriously, they will themselves tell you that the vast majority of comedians on the BBC are left-wing, and there's virtually no, or there's one or two, what we'd call people who would class themselves as right-wing comedians. Pat Condell, they used to do there years ago. He wouldn't get next to me as a BBC now.
Can I, so, Stephen?
There's one or two guys who would class themselves the right wing. Now, the only
Herman. I want to bring some other callers in, then we'll come back to both of you. Edward and Lauren. Morning, Edward.
Good morning to you, Stephen.
Morning.
In my opinion, Stephen, I think Jo Brand has overstepped the mark here, because she has actually put Nigel Farage's life in danger here, because she has made a statement where other people might, instead of throwing a milkshake at him, they may decide to throw acid at him. And I think, personally speaking...
She went on to immediately make clear that she was joking, didn't she?
She criticised
milkshake stunts.
There's nobody laughing.
Well, the people did laugh.
Nobody laughing. I don't see anybody laughing.
Well, you heard people laughing in the actual clip of what it was actually said.
Have you saw the feedback online here? There's nobody laughing. I can tell you. I can assure you of that there. And I think, and they're calling for her online, we're calling for her to be sacked from the BBC. And also, I would say as well, too, I think this should be a matter for the police. Because if an MP made that statement, he would be dismissed right away.
But there's a difference, is there not? Can you not see the difference, Edward, between MP who talks about serious stuff, making a statement, and hold on, listen to me now.
Yep.
Can you not see the difference between an MP saying that and a comedian whose job it is to joke, whose job it is not to talk about real life scenarios, but to joke?
Stephen, if she has to find her jokes with things like that there, she needs a new job. Because that is, to me, this is sickening. And she is inciting violence.
And she would deny that. And she made it clear it was a joke straight afterwards, Phil.
We're never going to agree, any of us, on what constitutes comedy, okay? And, you know, I'm certainly not here, as I've said, to defend Jo Brand's comic merits. But there's a world of...
The Labour manifesto is pretty funny.
Right, okay. There's a world of difference between a comedian saying something in a controversial manner than someone who's standing for election talking about picking up a rifle. Now, Herman made the point about there's too few right-wing comedians on the BBC. You should read an article written some years ago by the comedian Stuart Lee. There's nothing more hideous than right-wing comedy, because comedy is its best. The court jester, when it punches up, when it's about the powerless punching up, that's what good satire is. That's what great comedy is. People like Jim Davidson coming out and talking about Chalky, the kind of dog whistle, xenophobic, racist comedians we had in the 70s, just simply is disgusting, because that's comedy that punches down. And this is the kind of thing that we see, from UKIP, as I've mentioned before, Carl Benjamin with his ludicrous comments and then trying to hide under free speech, or the kind of comments that Nigel Farage has made over the years, dog whistles about Romania.
Let me pick it up. Free speech is very important. It's the foundation of a democratic society. But when it switches over to incitement, to physical intimidation on the street, that people do not feel that they are free to speak,
so, Herman,
that is a problem. Incitement to violence is a step too far.
So when Jo Brand said she was not going to do it, and people were laughing, and she said the milkshake attacks were pathetic, she is clearly differentiating between real life and fantasy. She actually used that word, fantasy, herself, didn't she?
In the context of what goes on in London with acid attacks, I think it was completely inappropriate. And do you know what? Like, I stood as a candidate down in Dublin there during the European election on a Brexit platform. I didn't do that well, and I put out a statement making fun of myself at the end and said, look, if politics showbiz for ugly people, I never stood a chance. No, that's funny. I'm making fun of myself. I'm not inciting hatred of anybody or... I'm fine, okay. But I know that the left is...
Here's Bridget and Carrigduff. Morning. Hold on. Morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Morning. All I want to say about that comedian saying about throwing acid at someone, I think she was a nurse before she was a comedian, and she ought to know better. Now, I'll be quick. With regards to your hair, just get someone to put a silver spray in your hair and you'll be back.
No, I've had lots of spray. It's ridiculous.
Well, honestly, that would work.
I'm running around like a rat.
No, a silver spray, you'd be back to the way you were. Incidentally, you're looking very well.
Thank you, Bridget. Here's Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Was that
good morning, Stephen. The first thing about your hair, get
no,
a blonde
forget
wig.
About my hair until later on.
Put a blonde wig on.
It's ridiculous. They told me it would wash out.
I know, but you stick a good blonde wig on, Stephen. You look well in a good blonde wig.
And do you know where I'm going today after the show? I'm going up to Hyde Bank to fill them with young prisoners. 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds. They're going to rake me something stupid.
Well, sure, Stephen, you're up for a good laugh anyway.
Anyway, let's get back to this debate. What do you think?
Stephen, about Joe Brown, I find it... I think it was totally disgraceful what she said, Stephen. When we're armed with a knowledge here, a few weeks ago, some sick thug threw acid over a dog down in Newry.
That's
and
right.
The dog died.
That's right.
You know, truthfully and honestly, the audience... What, like, to be honest, I'd laugh at any... Nobody laughed more at a joke than me. But if I was in that audience, why would I laugh at that, Stephen? I think you'd be very immature to laugh at that.
Let's have a listen to it once again.
Would you not say, Joe, we are absolutely united in feeling we are living through a terrible time from a parliamentary point of view?
Well, yes, I would say that, but I think that's because certain unpleasant characters are being thrown to the fore. And they're very, very easy to hate. And I'm kind of thinking, why bother with a milkshake when you could get some battery acid? that's just me. And it's all right. I'm not going to do it. It's purely a fantasy. But I think milkshakes are pathetic. I honestly do. Sorry.
The BBC's defended it. Victoria Coren, who was the presenter of that segment, hit back at Nigel Farage after he said this is incitement of violence and the police need the act. Victoria said, Nigel, I'm genuinely disappointed. We don't agree on everything, but I would totally have had you down as a free speech man, especially when it comes to jokes. Where will we go next? Mark in Newton Abbey. Morning, Mark.
Steve, makes me laugh when you say Nigel Farage. What he's done against the community in this country is unbelievable. He's a cheat to talk in the first place. Stephen, what she said in the first place, you know, was a joke. We, as the Irish people from this country, understand what jokes are. You know, we laugh at ourselves. I go across the water, across into Europe on the job, and people laugh at the Irish. I take it as a joke and get on with it. That was a joke, she said. Any right-minded person is not going to do that. There's some head cases out there, obviously, that won't do that. But we have to have humour in our lives.
Do you think the victims of acid attacks would find it funny?
No, they won't find it funny. Exactly, they won't find it funny. But you'll always find people that will find it funny. People won't find it funny, and people will find it funny.
But it's for the BBC to decide whether it's acceptable or not. And
the BBC need to get their licence sorted out with the old people first. Never mind that. BBC have to get their own house in order first.
Well, the BBC have come out and said that they're defending this.
Yes, they are defending her, and fair play them for defending her. She's a comedian, she does what she does, and that's how she gets paid.
They say the programme, they reiterated that the programme was on, Heresy, has been set up to test the boundaries of what it's okay to say and not say.
Stephen, I've heard worse. I'm sure you've heard worse. This lady is a comedian. Joe Brown's a comedian, like the rest of them. I've heard jokes before, jokes that will hurt people, jokes that people will laugh at. You know, people live in different life situations, and Stephen, you have to get on with it. You know, if you hit me with something that actually hurts me, if it hurt me, you know, but you have to get on with it. You can't block everyone's humour because of what's happened to one person. Acid attacks, my God, it's terrible. Shootings are bad. Everything is bad in this here world. But I mean, we have a life to live, Stephen, and we have to get on with it. You know, we have to live our life through it. And what Joe Brown said was, I think, was just, you know, that's her humour, and that's it. She would not do it. Obviously, there's some psychopath out there that would do it, you know. That's up to the police to stop these sort of people. But, I mean, we have to live, Stephen. We have to get on with it, you know. And people make the big a rocker or this thing, you know.
It's front page of the Sun.
Yeah, it's from Stephen.
Calls
Stephen.
For police yeah. probe, they say.
Yeah.
Joe's acid tongue.
Listen, let me tell you something, Stephen. Boris Johnson has a cheek, and any of them call anyone to get a text on anyone else or to call the police on anyone else. Look at their own doorstep before they start.
Wasn't Boris Johnson, it was Nigel Farage.
Well, sorry, I got that wrong because I have Boris Johnson in my head too, but he's there at the moment as well.
And that's the problem with Nigel Farage and those rushing to defend him and how worried he is by this comment when, as I've said time and time again, he said he would pick up a rifle. Now, if Joe Brand had have said in that programme, if Brexit goes ahead, I will join the Remainers and I will pick up a rifle and go to war over this, then, you know, what's the logical outcome of that? Are all these... Now, right-wing snowflakes going to say she should be prosecuted for incitement to violence. And the joke is that Nigel Farage has built a political career on scapegoating people from dog-whistle politics about Romanians, racial slurs, parts of Britain he described as a foreign land. He's attacked breastfeeding women, saying they should be pushed out of sight in restaurants and cafes. And he said women are worse
than
why the gender pay gap exists.
He did not say that.
Man who stood in front of the Breaking Point poster.
We need to check some of those comments
because I would need to check. Like, some of them aren't true. Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is the basis of a democratic society. The people should be able to say what they feel and what they think about people as well. But in the context of growing political intimidation by people on the street inciting things and in a culture of acid attacks in London, that was a very stupid comment to make, and really it wasn't that funny, and it doesn't add. And the whole thing about political intimidation and inciting people to do that, I think, is completely inappropriate and it's wrong.
Herman Alex,
and really, when's the last time people laughed at Joe Brand anyway?
Herman, it is a dangerous comment. It's an abhorrent comment, but I'll say this: that the point she was making is don't turn the resistance against this party, this kind of politics, into a pantomime milkshaking. It's too dangerous. The politics espoused by Farage, the Brexit Party, is a danger to everyone in our society, and it requires people to stand up in a much more articulate way.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And 52% of the British people voted for Brexit, and it should be implemented.
He's Frieda and Mahara.
And you can make a joke about Labour Party manifesto.
Morning, Frieda.
All day.
Morning, Stephen. Absolutely repulsive, Joe Brand's comments. You know, comedy is supposed to be comedy and lighthearted. There is absolutely nothing lighthearted about that. Acid is attacks is nothing to be joked about. And for victims, yes, as you said yourself, victims of acid attacks would be absolutely horrified at her comments today. And, you know, there's a wee scripture, as I always talk about the Bible, there's a wee scripture that says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And you need to be very careful when making remarks like that. That is totally out of order. And, you know,
although you know it was a joke.
Oh, no, I don't see that as a joke. That's gone. It's overstepped the mark, definitely. Overstepped the mark, Stephen. And, you know, I'd love to comment on your appearance at the minute, but, you know, I would love to speak at that another time because I cannot speak on that and at the same time. It's a serious thing.
Absolutely. Frieda, thank you. Thomas and Coleraine. Morning, Thomas. Morning, Thomas.
Stephen.
Yes.
Stephen, are you?
That's me.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Well, I'm troubled today. Troubled is an understatement.
Stephen, I listened to Heresy the other night, and the whole premise of the show is what is acceptable. Victoria Coren Mitchell told a joke, and she says her great uncle died in a concentration camp, and everyone sort of took the sharp intake of breath. She then went on to say, yes, he fell from a watchtower. Now, is that acceptable? You then think, well, Victoria Coren Mitchell is coming from a Jewish heritage. So is it okay for her to make that joke? So the Heresy programme is about trying to identify what folk find to be offensive. So to take that one joke totally out of context is inappropriate on this occasion.
Okay, interesting conversation today.